Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine MD. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn, and this is podcast number 33. Today we are going to be talking about calories and my 10 cents on calories. I've done a number of Facebook Lives. I feel like I've talked about this a lot in the past, but I don't have a podcast about it. So I'm putting one out there to get this information out there, but I know that my last few podcasts have been pretty long and winded for me, so this may be a shorter podcast for everybody. So, calories, the good, the bad, and the ugly with calories. I don't like for my clients to measure calories. I don't think there's a whole lot of meaningful information that comes from this. The first reason that I don't like my clients to use calories is because it doesn't really teach anybody any information about what's going on in their bodies. How many calories they eat has nothing to do with how hungry they feel, how full they feel, any other internal signals going on. It's merely a number that's completely external to you that we're trying to use to put parameters on what we eat. So I'm not a huge fan of calorie counting for limiting the amount of foods that you eat. The other reason I am not a great proponent of measuring or monitoring or paying any attention at all to calories is because our metabolism of different macronutrients is different. So what do I mean by that? I mean that the metabolism of one calorie of a certain macronutrient is different than the metabolism of a calorie of a different macronutrient. So let's talk about macronutrients and what I mean by that. Macronutrients are three most commonly. There is a fourth macronutrient. So macronutrients are going to be your carbohydrates, your protein, and your fats. The fourth macronutrient that human beings consume is alcohol. I don't know that I really feel that human beings should consume alcohol on a regular basis. It's technically a poison to our biochemistry. So I'm not a huge fan of promoting alcohol as a macronutrient, but technically it is a macronutrient. So recognize that the way that our body responds or metabolizes a calorie of fat versus a calorie of protein versus a calorie of carbohydrate is very different. All three of these are very differently metabolized. And then, of course, the way that our body metabolizes a calorie of alcohol is also very different. I'm not going to talk any more about the alcohol, though. I'm going to just talk about the three main macronutrients that we consume. So a calorie of fat has very minimal insulin production, whereas a calorie of protein has a moderate amount of insulin produced, and a calorie of carbohydrate has a very exaggerated amount of insulin reduced. So the way that our human body responds to these calories obviously is very different. When we're looking at normalizing type 2 diabetes, obviously the amount of insulin that we produce in our system in response to the food that we eat is really important to normalizing that insulin resistance. So all of this goes back, of course, to insulin resistance, which is type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is always caused by our cells becoming resistant to insulin. How do our cells become resistant to insulin? It becomes resistant to insulin because our cells are getting overexposed to insulin. When we get overexposed to insulin, it's because we're eating foods that cause our bodies to produce too much insulin, and primarily that's going to be carbohydrates. So I'm going to do a brief review on insulin resistance again, because really that's why calories are so irrelevant to your health goals. And that's also, of course, the cause of type 2 diabetes. So insulin resistance is when we expose our cells to high amounts of insulin over a prolonged period of time, and our cells get overwhelmed by that and they stop responding to it. Many people have heard me say this. I'm going to say it again because I think it's a great way to explain insulin resistance. But if you think about being in a room of kindergartners and you're responsible for their well-being while they're in your care, right? While they're in that room with you, you are responsible for them. If you have two or three or four kindergartners that you're responsible for, you can be very responsive to all of their needs. One of them is working on a puzzle and they turn their head, they cock their head in a funny way. You can see easily they are confused and you can offer them help. You can easily respond to the most subtle signs that come from them and signals that come from them. So a kid cocks their head funny, you go ask, where are you struggling? What can I help with? You help them out. You help them learn how to do whatever puzzle or whatever problem they're working on, and you move on. You see another kid wiggling in their chair. You're like, oh, that kid needs to go to the bathroom. Here's the bathroom pass. Go on, go to the bathroom. I'll expect you back in a few minutes. You can be very responsive to the most subtle signals from three or four children. But if you change that room up and suddenly you've got 50 kids that you're responsible for, like a lunchroom, if you're responsible for 50 kindergartners, you cannot possibly be responsive to every subtle signal that comes from those kids, right? There will be a low level of noise in the room that you can't always keep quiet because you can't keep every one of those 50 kids quiet. For one kid to get your attention above that low level baseline noise level that's going on, they have to yell higher, louder. They have to put out more noise than that baseline noise level. They get your attention. You can respond to them. You can go and help them, answer whatever question, get them the bathroom pass, whatever it is they need. You can be responsive. But what that yelling louder than that baseline noise level does is causes that baseline noise level to raise to that louder level. And then the next kid that needs your attention has to yell even louder above that new baseline noise level to get your attention. But what that does is that raises that baseline noise level even higher. And incrementally over time, you're just raising and raising that baseline noise level. This is what happens with insulin. When our cells are constantly exposed to insulin all the time, they become overwhelmed. They cannot be as responsive, as sensitive to that signal as they would be if they weren't exposed to it all the time, right? When our cells need to respond to it, the insulin, we squeeze out more insulin from our pancreas. We yell louder, essentially, over that baseline level. But what that does over time is just causes us to need to put out even more insulin because our baseline now is higher and we need to get above that new baseline level of insulin so our cells will respond to it. And incrementally over time, the insulin level in our system just ratchets up higher and higher and higher until it gets to a point where we can't respond to it at all. And that's when then we go to our doctor, we find out that we have high blood sugars because our insulin isn't taking care of the blood sugars the way that it should. And then our doctors try to put us on meds that make even more insulin and just keep ratcheting up that insulin level even further. So that's how insulin and the problem with insulin causing our type 2 diabetes. But this is why a calorie and a calorie and a calorie, the three types of calories we can have, they are not equal, right? And they are not equal, not just in dealing with weight loss. They are irrelevant to weight loss, but they're also irrelevant to us learning how to manage our type 2 diabetes. So one calorie of fat versus one calorie of protein versus one calorie of carbohydrate will give you a very different insulin response. The more you eat that carbohydrate, the higher amount of insulin you're going to have in your system, causing you to have further insulin resistance. So in America, we very much look at calories as a scientific measure of the health of our food, of the health of our diet, of how we should eat. Nothing could be further from the truth with this. Learning to trust other measures of our health. So learning to trust how full we are. Do I really need to eat? Am I really hungry? Regardless of how many calories I could eat today, do I really need to consume more calories or am I satisfied? That's a really important skill to learn to master. So that's what I work with my clients on. And then recognizing what happens when I eat 60 calories of berries versus 60 calories of crackers. What happens to my blood sugar? Those are very different experiences. Yes, the berries have more carbohydrate, more naturally occurring carbohydrates in them. But the carbohydrates in berries and fruit are bound up with fiber. That fiber dampens the absorption of the carbohydrate into our bloodstream because we don't have such a spike in our blood sugar, which is what the carbohydrate gets transferred into, right? It gets changed into sugar, into glucose. Because we've slowed that absorption of the glucose, then we don't get such a high spike in our blood glucose, which means our body doesn't produce a high spike of insulin to answer that. Versus eating crackers, which are just straight carbohydrate. There's no fiber bound up to that. And you get this very high release, 60 calories of carbohydrate released into your bloodstream, causing a high level of blood sugar, causing you to produce a high level of insulin to respond to that. So this is why you can't use calories to really dictate what your diet should or should not be. There's so much more that goes into this. And of course, this is where our coach helps you out. So if you're interested in learning these tools so that you can learn to live your naturally healthy life, this is where a health coach and a life coach can really help you out. Send me a message at delaine@delainemd.com, set up a consult, see what's available for you so that you can start living that naturally healthy life. I hope you guys have a great week and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.